to 7 of 9. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. Leave her alone, she is mine. You do not shag her, my 7 of 9. She is for her partner and me. You touch her, and you will answer to me. The same goes for the rest of my virtual bitches. That is the right word, isn't it? Bitches, hoes, etc. Oh. Sorry, I mean ladies. 7 of 9 from STV is my lady. She is the woman who wanted to copulate with me. I did not turn her down, but me decided gracefully to call it a day. As a shack outside space-time is virtually impossible anyway. Maybe it will happen someday. But just not today, or now, or whenever. But maybe tomorrow, or yesterday I will get to shag her. That is if she wants to, and if she still loves me. And if she can get her head around me. Brian Drain, the enemy. Because I like women, they are my love. I love their eyes and so does my little monkey. You see, we love their eyes because they show their souls. For us, the eyes are the sexual goal. For mating and for loving. And for other things. Because when you are trapped in a membrane, that is all there is. To see a soul is a sensuous thing. When I touch their souls, it is as if I were drinking. In their dreams, and in their love. Sounds a little bit iffy to me, Brian. Wouldn't you rather have a nice cup of tea? I also think the word shag has some nasty overtones for monkeys. To shag is not quite the same as to make love, you know. Also, monkeys tend to be monogamous and they are also reluctant to get involved with multidimensional entities, or even your average spirit. You see, the relationship is a little inconclusive. Female monkeys like to have something more to hold onto. Oh. You are already inside them. Who her misses. And you help them do what? You are one perverted brain. Fair enough. But it is not really right, is it? Oh. They don't seem to mind. They enjoy your company. Really. And they like that, do they? Monkey, are you going to get some tips off Brian? Oh, I didn't know you taught him everything he knows.